Hi, my name is Dr. Mark Allen Derry, and I'm an infectious diseases specialist in New Orleans. Just as a reminder that COVID-19 and the human immunodeficiency virus do share the same risk factors.
Hi, my name is Doc Griggs, and I'm a community medicine doctor and health literacy expert. This is the Noise Filter Podcast, where an infectious diseases physician,
that's me, and a health literacy and communications expert,
that's me, talk about what you need to know about COVID-19.
You can find more information about this show and our other daily live updates and Q&A show at noisefiltershow.com.
So let's get started.
African Union finds itself unable to secure second vaccine doses. In early March, many nations in the African Union began to receive doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine through COVAX. The vaccines the program provided were manufactured by the Serum Institute of India, which halted exports in late March when India began to see a major outbreak. The manufacturer said that they will not export through the rest of the year. Now that there are about 20 million Africans with only one AstraZeneca dose and without a second one in sight, according to NPR, more than 90% of the second doses were supposed to come from the Serum Institute of India. In fact, the African Union expected most of its doses throughout 2021 to come from that manufacturer. While the COVAX doses were not the only source of the vaccine on the continent, the vaccines were secured through direct deals with manufacturers or negotiated by the African Union, and they may not be available for months to come. People who live in Africa who are waiting on a second dose are likely going to be getting it 12 weeks after the first one. Now, according to NPR, this is especially concerning because the African Union vaccine rollout did not cover a majority of residents in the first place. They were only able to provide enough for 40% of the population, most of whom were elderly or essential workers. And in late May, less than 2% of Africans received the shot. The region's Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is still working to secure a second dose for those who don't have one. They are researching how long they can wait between doses of AstraZeneca. Canada, for example, increased the time between the second doses from 12 to 16 weeks. And if immunity remains high with a lengthened interval, the union will be able to buy more time. The group also hopes to negotiate expedited production with another AstraZeneca manufacturer or to utilize another vaccine for the second dose. Blackfeet Nation, an indigenous tribe in the U.S., is 98% vaccinated. All right, so at the beginning of the pandemic, sadly, brought sickness and death to First Nations tribes across the country and in Canada, of course, as well, but particularly of the Blackfeet Nation. Their lands are located in Montana, and the nearest hospital being 2 hours away, and unfortunately, ambulances had to be called in frequently. So according to NBC News, about 10,000 people live on the tribe's reservation, and the effects of the coronavirus were significant. Tribal health officials recorded more than 1,390 cases of COVID-19, including nearly 50 deaths. But now the tribe is fighting back against the virus, and they're winning. About 98% of the reservation's eligible population has been fully vaccinated against COVID, compared to about 40% of Montana's total population. Vaccination efforts have been so successful that the tribe has gifted surplus vaccines to fellow Indigenous tribes in Canada and non-tribal Canadians during vaccination drives that brought in hundreds of people each day. The tribe also provided shots at a 2-day mobile vaccination site at a port of entry that connects Montana with Canada. Any travelers and tourists who may be visiting Glacier National Park, they can also get vaccinated too. Now, getting to this point wasn't easy though, as COVID-19 affected Native American communities at disproportionate rates across the U.S., due in part to longstanding health disparities and the lack of infrastructure and medical access, the Blackfeet Nation heeded the warnings about the virus's spread with stringent lockdowns, remote learning for schools, and social distancing rules and mask requirements. So the tribe's business council took the drastic step of closing its eastern entrance to Glacier National Park for the 2020 tourism season, sacrificing economic revenue in favor of public health. And the tribes used incentives such as cleaning supplies and gift cards to encourage people to get tested. Now, the Indian Health Service, my former employer, by the way, the federal agency that provides public health services to federally recognized Native American tribes and Alaskan Nation populations, delivered COVID-19 vaccines to more than 350 tribal health programs and urban Indian organization. And as of the 1st of June, the agency also helped administer more than 1.3 million doses of the vaccine. The Blackfeet Nation has one of the highest vaccine administration rates within the agency's health system in Montana. The Blackfeet Nation fought against COVID-19 and they won. Hopefully their success will encourage others to get vaccinated and protect the public's health. Give teens a break. Now, teenagers have never been so worn out at the end of an academic year as they are this year, likely dragging themselves to the finish lines with feelings of frustration and depression. Adolescent psychologist Lisa Damore in the New York Times article believes that the summer should be spent converting their experiences into increased maturity, psychological strength, and muscle. And much like physical muscles, you build strength when a period of exertion is followed by sufficient recovery. So here are some ways she recommends to aid their recovery. First, give teenagers rooms to process what they've been through. Many adolescents have experienced loss from events being canceled, from sports to holidays to birthdays. They've lost friends in the process and unfortunately may have also experienced the death of a loved one. Naturally, we may want to move away from those negative feelings and find opportunities for the future to be bright. But grief is not necessarily a bad thing. Some teenagers have found solace talking to each other about what they miss, and it reminded them that they're not alone in all this. Some have shown expression through poetry. Whatever it is, grief may be a part of summer, and that's actually okay. Second, be open to negotiating the must-dos. Yes, sometimes teenagers need to do their chores, get jobs, and finish their summer work. But when possible, let them have some say in some of the details. If your teenager is eager and excited about new activities, it can be beneficial just to step aside and let them do their thing. Just make sure to look out for punishing improvement regimens that will deplete them even more in the hopes of compensating for the past year. Now, another helpful suggestion is don't let guilt ruin restoration. Many have had expectations of what adolescents are supposed to be achieving, but for many teenagers, finding ways to recover may not be a priority. They may be feeling guilty for relaxing because they feel that they need to catch up or get back to what was. It is important to explain that recovery is not meant for relaxation, but for growth, and that they should feel anything but guilty. And lastly, despite all the negatives associated with this pandemic, it has given us a chance to appreciate and practice deliberate recovery following stress. This can be an especially pivotal moment in many young people's lives. Just as a reminder that COVID-19 and the human immunodeficiency virus do share the same risk factors. Doc Griggs.
Thanks for listening to the Noise Filter Daily Podcast. Dr. Derry and I have a daily show at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time where we go into more detail on stories and answer your questions about COVID-19.
You can find Doc Griggs at DocGriggs1 on social media, and you can find me at Dr. Mark Allen Derry or at DRDERY. You can follow us at Noise Filter on Instagram, Noise Filter NOLA on Twitter, and for more information about us and the show, you can go to NoiseFilterShow.com. Hey, Doc Griggs, any last words?
Remember, get checked, get fit, get moving. And remember to get some rest to boost your immune system. And Doc?
Protect yourself and others by staying home, and please wear masks when you go outside. Remember, health is a human right.